Dear citizens, I am Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com. As mentioned on August 26, I present the finalists in recognition of humanitarian service in health category for the year 2015. Although there are many individuals and organizations tirelessly engaged in humanitarian work, improving the lives of millions of people around the world, choosing the finalists has been quite challenging and time-consuming, to say the least. Accordingly, the topic is on the recognition and honor for health category. I present recipients and project synopsis in this segment. Thank you. In the contemporary era, power and prominence are patented and claimed as exclusive league entitlements, barring others in the Hall of Fame, notwithstanding patent rights set expiry date. The competitiveness attributed to narcissism forbid formidable talents in the international arena. The current trend is perhaps due to lingering insecurity and obsession with dominance, despite termination of all things, including inanimate objects, imminent in natural law. However, there are people world over performing altruistic tasks for years and remain active in delivering desirable outcome. Natural creation has seasons for a reason. The perennial state of fall, that is autumn or winter, prohibiting spring and summer, not viable for ecological harmony, with serious impact on life all around. The necessity for change more appropriate with anything that is destructive and deny new beginning and opportunity to all. On August 26, I made a public statement regarding recognition of issues and significant contributions to humanity, especially by unsung individuals and organizations, for inspiring and inculcating innovative ideas and peaceful strategies towards positive development. Accordingly, I present the finalists for their outstanding service, exemplifying selfless dedication and sincere commitment to save lives, transforming hope into reality. The award is titled Vishv Kalyan or Universal Benefit Award, and recipients are chosen based on results in the respective endeavor. The focus is on unsung contributors, for they do not wish to be called heroes, confirming their modesty. The focus is on unsung contributors pledging lifetime devotion to forgotten and in some cases deserted citizens as well as neglected species on the planet. The honor will be conferred upon suitable entity on August 26 every year. Unlike conventional awards with specific cash prize, Vishv Kalyan or Universal Benefit Award provides necessary support through campaign and advocacy on global platform, seeking donors and benefactors in achieving targeted goals, enabling all to be winners, the people they are serving in particular, in the collective responsibility. These selected individuals and organizations also require volunteers with relevant expertise and mostly genuine concern expressed in kindness towards beneficiaries of extraordinary mission. Since the concept was introduced this year, that is 2015, the names are revealed right now, with environment topic and groups accorded for the coveted accolade in that category to follow this week and made official on the coming weekend, that is September 5th. that also commemorates Lord Krishna's birth, Lord Krishna's birth celebration. In the meantime, the generous global citizens across the spectrum are urged to come forward and donate any amounts to splendid cause and be a part of solution to problems facing humanity. The issues recognized this year are health and environment. The article on health and health-related challenges was published on this site on August 27th. Health is critical for survival and overall wellness, determined by physical, mental, and emotional balance in life. Health is linked with environment and healthy atmosphere, that is, fresh air, clean water, and hygiene facilitates good living conditions free from preventable disease. Another essential source for existence is nutritious food. Organic produce without chemicals and meat excluding growth hormones, genetically modified organisms or GMO, cooking oil with zero trans fat are quintessential in daily diet. In this segment, I begin with health and general well-being and subsequently ending with environment in the week. With great admiration and gratitude for every one of these caring members, I, Padmini Arhant, representative, Divine Mission, author and presenter, PadminiArhant.com, would like to thank them for exemplary work in humanitarian struggle. I invite you on virtual tour in this presentation. You do not need passports, visa, traveler's check, and even better, no selective frisking or profiling under the guise of security on this exciting trip. Virtual travel to the foothills of Himalayas, namely Nepal and Tibet. Both nations are yet to experience political freedom and stability with Maoist infiltration in Nepal and China's invasion and occupation of Tibet since 1959. Universal health care is considered a privilege rather than basic rights in developed and developing nations worldwide, with rare exceptions as the model. The healthcare availability is a rarity in rural and urban areas in most countries, not to mention the inhabitants' plight in remote valleys and mountainous parts of the world, exacerbated with lack of medical aid and health center. This is where Nomad's Clinic has set precedence in traveling to the areas in dire need of medical attention. The team, with free-spirited volunteers consisting doctors, surgeons, and medical students, converges visiting Nepal and Tibet for personalized health diagnosis is beyond local population expectation. Nomad's Clinic founder Roche Joan Halifax and volunteers from across the globe participating in Samaritan exercise. I quote the credentials of the founder, Roche Joan Halifax of Nomad's Clinic. Roche Joan Halifax is the abbot of Upaya Zen Center and is on the board of directors of the Dalai Lama's Mind and Life Institute. She founded the Nomad's Clinic 30 years ago and has made great progress improving the quality of life and medical care of these remote villages in the Himalayas. Please click on the link for video content verifying Nomad's Clinic in action. It is titled Pilgrimage Through Calm, meaning work, a medical mission in Tibet. Moving along, we are now off to Sierra Leone, West Africa. The organization that is honored for humanitarian work is Hope for Lives in Sierra Leone. Hope for Lives in Sierra Leone is a registered non-profit organization in the United States, and any donations are tax deductible to the fullest extent of the law. Sierra Leone was ravaged by prolonged civil war and still remains a conflict zone with constant turmoil in neighboring states and in the region. Children were abducted and recruited as child soldiers by external forces, armed rebel factions, in the devastating war lasting 11 years with massive carnage. Sierra Leone also severely affected by deadly Ebola virus that claimed nearly 4,000 lives in West Africa. Hope for lives in Sierra Leone is native-born concept. The founder, Thomas Bobby Smith, native of Sierra Leone, is a healthcare professional by occupation with 20 years experience in trauma center at the Suburban Hospital in Bethesda, Maryland, United States. Bobby Smith was a volunteer firefighter and emergency medical team for several years and worked in the ER emergency room at Inova Fairfax Hospital in Virginia, United States. Bobby Smith visit to Sierra Leone to attend his father's funeral had inspired him to spare some of his time and aptitude in uplifting lives in his country of origin. Having founded Hope for Lives in Sierra Leone with close friends, cooperation, and Johns Hopkins Community Hospital generosity with medical equipment and machines in the United States, the organization's core objective is to make quality healthcare accessible in Sierra Leone. Hope for Lives has successfully implemented key projects like fishing boats to fishermen, set up new library, computer lab, meals distribution to school students, medical supplies and training to Connaught and Ola Nicole Children's Hospital, rescue physically disabled and homeless persons, to name a few among many life-saving strategy. Hope for Lives' immediate predicament is to transport 7 hematology and immunoassay machines procured from Johns Hopkins Community Hospital donation, along with ECG stress cardiology devices from other sources in a 40-foot container to Sierra Leone. Please watch the video link for details. The undertaking is titled hashtag Huge Step. You may also browse hopeforsierraleone.org for projects overview. The third recipient of Vishwa Kalyan award is the Water Project Inc. The Water Project Inc. is also a registered nonprofit organization in the United States with donations tax deductible by law. Originated in St. John, New Brunswick, Canada, with teens and adults formation to break barriers in quenching thirst of millions of citizens, the organization is now located in Concord, New Hampshire, United States, with works underway in desperate territories of the world. The Water Project Inc., positioned as unlocking human potential with sustainable water projects in sub-Saharan Africa, needlessly suffering from lack of clean water and proper sanitation. Their incredible work demonstrated not only in sub-Saharan Africa, but also in Haiti, Cambodia, and India. Introduction to Water Project is available in the video content on this site. The titles are How Water Project Works in different parts of the world, and they are also engaged in empowering young girls and women in different regions of the world. The fourth recipient of Vishwa Kalyan Universal Benefit Award is Women in Business Development. Now we are off to Samoa, the South Pacific Island. The Polynesian island, Samoa. The island nations are prone to natural disasters, with domestic economy dependency on tourism and costly imports leading to expensive and unaffordable standard of living. Samoans are fortunate with fertile agriculture land, substantially empowering women besides families in the farming community. Women in business development, crucial role, working with 1,200 farming families and 600 certified organic farmers across the country, generating local income, is a significant progress. Women in business development, emphasis on organic farming and guidance alongside arrangement on transportation, marketing, sales and dispersal of organic produce with major share of coconut oil exports overseas, enhance economic diversity and revenue. As a result, Samoa is self-sufficient with established networks in the international market through Women in Business Development. Again, the video is available for verification. Now I'm about to introduce to the world a dynamic human being, having conquered fate and harsh realities in life, the societal prejudice and isolation emanating from civilization decline, epitomizes honorable character with compassion and integrity. Human value is reflected in self-sacrifice and determination to emancipate and enrich lives, prioritizing humanity interest above own indulgence. Sometimes the birth of such person in ordinary background to endure extreme hardships and yet uncompromising on ethics and benevolence is divine art in generating prototype for emulation. The individual is Arun, the founder of youthhelpinghands.org in the commercial center Coimbatore of Southern State, Tamil Nadu, India. Arun's personal account of his life is in the video content. Youth Helping Hands. Arun was abandoned when he was 5 days old baby and found by an elderly woman on the street, and his life began in an orphanage. The life at Mercy Homes, housing several children under one roof, conditioned them to reconcile terms with fate and no option to take anything for granted, prevalent in domestic settings. Arun had to leave orphanage home after graduating from high school. He spent a week under open sky and worked at the coffee shop. Arun's passion for classical music, vocal and instrument, preferably drum, led him to enroll in music college, and now he runs Music Institute, apart from offering free lessons to children from impoverished background with musical talent. Since Youth Helping Hands inception, Arun has persevered to alleviate orphan children pain and difficulties with distribution of essentials, clothing, school supplies and medicine, in addition to teaching and training kids by honing inherent skills, preparing them for better future. Arun celebrates main Hindu festival Diwali, presenting new gifts and items to all children in the entire city of Coimbatore, made possible with civic magnanimity. There are 65 orphanages with 3,500 children who regard the 28-year-old Arun and his young family as loving parents. Youth Helping Hands' vision is to fill the family void for orphans and pursue elimination of orphan status with children growing up in normal household. You may please visit youthhelpinghands.org for further information. On the social dilemma of children becoming orphans in dysfunctional family scenario, promoting awareness on parental responsibility, family planning, and society empathy, not apathy, towards children burdened with adults' erroneous actions pertinent in the increasingly self-centered system. I conclude with the urgent requisite in addressing the cause and not the symptoms alone on all issues confronting humanity. Congratulations to the finalists. The official award statement and details will be presented on September 5th. The upcoming highlight is environment and awardees list for Vishwa Kalyan or Universal Benefit Award. I am Padmini Arhant, representative Divine Mission, author and presenter PadminiArhant.com. Thank you for your attention. Peace to all.